Okay, today's episode is called "What the Fuck Does Billy Know About Freddy Krueger?"
Freddy Krueger, fuckers.
It's Clawhand, motherfucker. It's a special one today for two reasons. This episode was actually told we're going to do it by an actual listener called Joe Harvard. He knows who he is. He's listening that way.
Yeah.
Say hello, Joe. Say hello, Joe.
What's up?
He actually said we should do one about Freddy Krueger, so we're going to do one about Freddy Krueger. And even special, we've actually got a special guest in. You don't know him, but we know him.
He's a Freddy specialist.
Yeah, his name, Marcus Hurley, my mate Marcus Hurley. Say something Freddy-esque, Marcus.
Freddy-esque? Freddy-esque? Freddy don't say shit. Freddy just turns up with his funky glove. You know, he does that five-finger swirl and that's it, you're dead. Yeah. Yeah, he does like yesterday's news.
He knows some shit. He knows some fucking Freddy-esque shit. Yeah. So we called it Freddy-esque, but, you know.
No, I ain't no Freddy specialist. No one is, you know. The only people that knew Freddy were dead.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
And they got too close.
We can't ask them nothing.
Yeah.
Too close for comfort, motherfucker.
That's it.
So, everyone knows Freddy Krueger. That crazy motherfucker with the scars on his face.
Mm-hmm.
He burned. He was burned, motherfucker.
Yeah.
He gets shit to people.
It looks like a melted welly.
Is it? He looked like the sort of he looked like a mozzarella pizza.
Missing mine from Oh Yeah.
Yeah.
Shake it. Mozzarella pizza.
So you got Freddy Krueger from the Nightmare on Elm Street, a Wes Craven production from 1984. Mm-hmm. In the originals, right, let's go start from the originals, right? He was a guy, he was a child killer, and I'm going to say killer, child killer, that's it. That's all the film made him out to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It didn't make him out to be nothing else, mm-hmm. but a child killer. And, you know, for some reason he had a claw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He fought ahead.
Well, it was a bit of it was like a pimped out garden glove.
It was, right?
I think there's a bit of legacy there. I think it was just a case of, you know, there's some bit of bad blood, you know, maybe... Yeah, maybe his son Logan Wolverine took all the good shit and left him with, you know, the garden glove and what was left over.
He had a wooden spoon on one.
There's other gloves and shit. You know, there's one that's probably got like an Allen key. You know, because everyone needs that.
Like a Swiss Army glove.
Yeah, he's got a little wall of gloves. He takes his pick. He's got a diamond encrusted that just stays in the.
Maybe he was a good guy before. Like, you know, he had Allen keys, like you said. He had.
He went around helping everybody.
I'm just here to help you, little boy.
What's that? You can't get in your home? Let me check my skeleton key. No, I'm tired of you. I'm going to kill you.
Once again, he goes, this is good.
That's it. If you couldn't help him, kill him.
Exactly what he did. And he used to kill these people, all these kids. They were kids. On Elm Street.
Why was he helping all kids?
Helping kids.
That's what we're saying. If they're the victims, he's going around helping people, and kids are the victims.
We're making that up. Don't confuse the actual story.
Always writing a new Freddy Krueger film.
No.
We should.
I'm not doing it.
What? He's a dream therapist gone fucking.
Yeah, that's it.
Too much hearing about people waking up naked in various places. He just thought, you know what? You kids don't know shit. I'm going to kill you all.
That would be the worst. You walk in to see your therapist and Freddy Krueger's sitting there with a big glove.
With a big fucking glove.
What you been dreaming about?
So obviously, like, first Wes Craven film was Nightmare on Elm Street. What a great name for a street.
Elm Street.
Tree Street.
What's his name, Freddy? Anyway, I mean,
that's his name. He was born with it. there's no background.
Well,
to
I
that.
Think if you're running from Frederick, he's not quite as scary.
Yeah, that's it. Or a Jeremy. That's not that good.
But this is the original trailer. So it's a 1984 trailer.
Cool.
From New Line Cinema, 1984, Wes Craven production.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is scary, this day.
The kids of Elm Street don't know it yet, but something is coming to get them.
There's something out there, isn't
there? I just see what's happening.
What did they have to tell?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The coroner got the same. He's been a John Putin since he saw him. They're gonna kill me for sure.
Did you do it?
There was somebody else there.
He was locked in a room with a girl who went in alive and came out in a rubber bag.
Nancy? Something wrong with you. You're imagining something.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Do you believe in the
boogeyman? No.
Whatever you do, go fall.
She's the only one who can stop it. If she fails,
I'm your boyfriend now, Nancy.
No one will survive.
That was a trailer for Nightmare on Elm Street 5. You got two dogs fighting, bro? Stop fighting, dogs!
What can I say? I'm popular.
Behave yourself!
I want it.
Funny? Hey! Leave her alone! Because she's an ad wrestler!
You fat motherfucker.
Right, well, anyway, yeah. Well, that was it. So back to, that
I'm
was
sorry, can I just say something? From the trailer of that, it just looks like a man trying to get laid.
Yeah.
He looked like he was an ex-teacher. He decided, you know what? I've looked at this too much. There's too much honey there. Fuck it. I don't care about my career. I'm going for it. Yeah. And then everyone just misunderstood what he was after.
See, this camera was about. This is Wes Craven. He made this film. And obviously, like, what he done before this, he made Last House on the Left. We spoke about Last House on the Left before. You know, the one about the girls that get raped and that by this criminal gang.
Yep.
He made Hills of Eyes about it's like a kind of, well, they're hillbillies, kind of weird, kind of mountain people.
That's the scary sort of shit, I was
saying. That's bad.
Yeah.
And then he comes off with this, and people are like, oh, where's Craven? What's he got now? And he brings out this, a man who can kill you in his sleep.
Yeah.
In your sleep, not his sleep.
Yeah.
He's in your sleep.
He's going to be there in your dreams waiting.
He's dream fucking you. That's what he's doing.
He's going to fuck you in your dreams.
He's going to fuck your dreams up. And that's what he does. And he's a scary. And like the first film, obviously, we don't know there's going to be a franchise after this. It's just one movie. So they make this one movie about a guy with knives for fingers, as they call it, like a glove. And he goes out there killing these innocent. They're technically innocent kids. They haven't done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp's in this movie. You know what I mean? Johnny Depp. This is one of Johnny Depp's first big breakout roles. People forget that.
He gets killed by Freddy. Yeah.
He does. Oh, he gets killed.
The moral of the story is. Get killed by Freddy, become a pin-up for every woman on the face of the earth. So, you know, we need to basically go and find Freddy Krueger, get killed by him, in a role.
Yes.
Not in real life, obviously, because that would suck.
That'd be pretty sad.
Yeah. Like a butterfly.
In the afterlife, it ain't going to work, you know, there's no return from that. It's not like, oh, you stamp your ticket and say, I'm going to go to the afterlife, but, you know, just in case it doesn't quite work out, you're not going to go back. But I was just thinking, so you get killed by Freddy, and then you're basically set for life. Every woman wants you.
Yes.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
And he knew that. When he's like, just kill me, motherfucker. He's like, I'm going to get fucked up by this guy. 20 years' time, I'm going to be the world's richest man.
Yes.
Girls like, Johnny Depp ain't even that good looking. He looks like...
I don't know, he makes me confused. If I saw him in real life, I would actually genuinely be quite confused.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've actually seen him from a distance and I thought, wow, it's Johnny Depp, and I've gone a bit fanboyish. I admit.
You've gone weak at the knees.
Not quite weak at the knees, not quite moist, but yeah.
Johnny Depp got you moist.
He looks like the sort of. Do you know what he reminds me of?
He looks like a teacher.
Do you know what he looks like? You know the beginning of Dusk Till Dawn?
Yeah.
When they're in the gas station. Michael Parks walks in as the sheriff, and you've got that weedy guy behind the bar, behind the counter, just talking to him. He reminds me of him. He just looks really weedy and really like.
Yeah.
If I started speaking to him, I'd want to walk away after 10 minutes because he'd start probably telling me about his five cats and the ladies that he once had.
And how an elevator basically won't fall because of this mechanism.
Yeah, It's kind of like a, make you want to kill yourself.
It's kind of like a Hollywood version of James May.
I'll probably
just become public enemy number one to thousands of housewives at the moment. But since they're not listening to this, fuck them.
No, we don't. We have one fan, Joe, apparently.
Go on, Joe.
You're on Joe. Go on, Big Joe. This is Joe's podcast, right? We're doing it for Joe.
Cool.
You
can edit my stuff out if you're done with the video. Just sort of, you know. You can ask for the non-Marcus cut.
he probably messaged me later. He's like, I don't know how that Marcus cut. We ain't getting him fucking talking for me. He's fucking shit. You know, we're talking about fucking Wolverine and Freddy Krueger. Who do you think he is?
Oh, come on. We all know that Wolverine is basically Freddy's son. Yeah. Okay.
He's like a built out version because Freddy only had the one glove.
Well, how would you explain those anger issues?
What's that?
How would you explain those anger issues? You know, his dad must have tried out that theory somewhere.
Are you trying to tell me that Wolverine was raped by his dad, Freddy Krueger?
No, saying that once his dad found out he had an adamantium skeleton and healing ability, he finger-fucked the little bastard.
I was going to say, Wolverine's mum was raped by a knife.
So he's half man, half knife.
Half knife. He's just got the bottom end. It's just like the wooden like grip bit.
So you're basically saying Wolverine's mum is Ginsu.
You can borrow in a set of five. You can get one on the shopping channel.
Special edition steak knife version.
Cut through cans. Well, what were we talking about anyway?
Freddy
Krueger. Right, so in the first film, right, so he brought this film out.
Or to the Europeans, Frederick Krueger.
Frederick
Krueger.
Krueger. Yeah.
We've got to put a French little twang.
Well, he is wearing a stripy jumper. Come on.
All he needs
is a baguette and
a fucking beret.
We're going to get more trouble than Top Gear now, aren't we?
Okay, so you got Freddy Krueger, turns out he's a nasty motherfucker, kills people, doesn't give a shit, and he does it in a fucking weird way.
He enjoys it.
There's some bits in it, he gets long arms. You seen a bit when he gets long arms?
I did, yeah.
Whoa.
That was right.
It looks shit. But at the time, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man with long arms, I've met people with long arms now. They got like,
You know what we got from that?
What did we get from
Angel of the North.
There you go. Let's see.
No, seriously, think about it.
I'm actually looking at it. I'm not going
to do it. No, exactly.
I'm fucking scared.
People have got it all wrong. It's not like welcome to the North. It's look out. You can't get in sleep. You're a dead motherfucker.
Is that where we're at?
If you're from the south, don't sleep in the North.
What are the rules in this horror film, right? It's a slasher movie. Are there rules in it?
Don't go to sleep.
No,
that's the rule. I think there's one rule. It's like you can't sleep.
You've got to become an insomniac.
That was the whole point.
Yeah,
I love it was kind of like Body Snatchers. It's literally the same premise, isn't it? You know, you can't sleep. If you fall asleep, you're going to be cloned.
Yep. You're going to get.
In this case, if you fall asleep, you die.
He's going to fuck it. He's going to kill you. Mm-hmm. But you know, in this film, obviously, you got the main girl, Heather Langenkamp, right? She plays like she's the main girl. She's actually Johnny Depp's other half, but. I don't think, hold on, this is where like the whole, you know, Scream later on, they say like the virgin always lives because they don't have sex, she doesn't drink, she doesn't do drugs and all that stuff, and that's what she's a bit of this. And obviously Johnny Depp's like with her, and obviously he ain't that bothered, you know what I mean, because she ain't giving out. And there's this one scene in it, and I remember watching it and looking back at it now, she's in the bath and the claw comes up from underneath. Comes towards her, and then her mum wakes her up, shouts at her, and she wakes up and the claw spits. There's talks about that, saying that she was rubbing one off.
Yeah.
And he was just giving her a hand.
Giving her a hand, or is he giving her a claw?
He's giving her a claw. He's like, I'm going to Caesar salad your pussy.
So what you're saying is basically Freddy Krueger invented the rabbit.
Yeah.
The rabbit! Freddy Krueger is a pervert.
Obviously,
big star.
I'm sorry, but if you're a serial killer, you don't pop up in
people's. This is what I get, right? This is one. This is one thing I don't get, right? The whole.
This is not done.
Freddy Krueger is supposed to be a child killer in this film. Killer, right? They don't call him a paedophile. They don't call him nothing. He's a child killer. it's a child killer. Why is he going after 16-year-olds, man? I'd rather see a film where
he's fighting until there's grass on the pitch, man.
Illegal age.
If he's a child killer,
he don't want to get locked up. He's in a dream.
He's killed kids.
He's covering all corners there. He's sort of
killed kids, and then thought, kids are boring, man.
Well,
I'm going to go and get some sexy hormonal.
I think people are looking too deep into this. I think people are looking too deep.
I mean, we look deep in everything.
No. I think in this case, you need to look shallow. Really shallow. As in Beverly Hills 90210 shallow.
Let's do it.
Basically, what does every 16-year-old American kid have? A car. He kills a kid, he gains a car. He's a scrap metal dealer. Where were his bones? In a scrap metal deal.
Oh, we'll get to that. When the franchise brings it up, it gets really silly. We will get to that scrap metal. And I think you're onto it. You're thinking ahead, man. Marcus is too clever for this.
I'm ahead of the curve. I've got to slow down.
He knew this was coming.
He's like, I've been planning this. me and Bill, we're just like, yeah, he's just a man with a claw.
He is, that little funky swirl, you know, a little crooked swirl.
Do you think he's ever like Edward Scissorhands? You know Edward Scissorhands? When Johnny Depp did it, he accidentally cut his face because he went to scratch it. He went, oh shit! So even Freddy Krueger's not going, oh fuck, you know, it's only one hand.
Use the other. Jugular. He's on the floor, fucked.
Yeah, that's why he's so fucking scar-faced.
Because he could. Shaving.
He's shaving.
He doesn't like shaving.
He needs to upgrade to Mac 3.
Yeah. You know,
there's a new advert for that where they say it is very smooth. Yeah. He's like, I
don't care. He ain't getting paid for this advertisement. What are you talking about fucking Gillette for?
Alright, fine. Well, he needs to upgrade to Wilkinson's. Yeah. Wilkinson's
sort of. Fucking all sorts these days. Where's Superdrug? There's no knock Superdrug. They sell this shit.
Freddy Krueger, so we've established that the geezer is a fucking, is a nonce.
Yeah.
Pretty much with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's sitting there in his head. I always wonder what sort of noise and a theme tune is going through this guy's head. Because, you know, he's got a glove. He's put a lot of effort into this.
There's only one thing going through his head. As he's walking around, there's only one theme. It's basically just... Yeah. You know, he's trying to stop, you know.
He's got his own theme tune.
He's giving it all, you know, he's giving it all the walk, the talk. You know, he's popping in people's heads thinking, what are you dreaming? Sheep? That ain't shit. I'll show you sheep. I share those sheep, motherfucker. Watch this.
Not Freddy got fingered, it's Freddy fingered.
Freddy fingered the sheep, yeah.
So yeah, finger butt.
We're looking way too new. This film, technically, the first film, Freddy Krueger, I'm not really in it that much, right? He's the boogeyman.
Mm.
Whatever they call it, he's the boogeyman. Yep. He's there and he's there to scare the shit out of you.
Yep.
It all goes downhill after they start making number two, number three, number four, number five.
He's dead.
He becomes a caricature.
No, he becomes fucking Skeletor in He-Man. That's what he does.
When he first comes along,
he's badass, you know. Skeletor. He's got his Skeletor had his minions.
This is for Joe. I think Joe's only about 16, 17, so.
Alright.
He probably won't know who fucking He-Man is.
God, I'm trying to think of an equivalent.
He's a master of the universe.
Yeah.
He's Adam as well. Big up the Adam.
Yeah.
And She-Ra. Remember She-Ra?
Princess of Power. I always do her. Redheads.
This was in the 80s when cartoons weren't even that sexy, but he was still doing. But Thundercats.
We gone into a horny fucking master of the universe subject?
Evelyn always floated wide boat.
That's another podcast.
She was always fall for the bad girl.
I think that's another podcast. What the fuck does Billy know about horny fucking 80s cartoons?
Yeah. Anyway, back to Freddy and his misguided ways.
That's it, man. That's it. So like, it went down. It did go down for number two. I remember watching number two with you, Bill, and we borrowed it and we watched it.
Ed Atkinson.
And we had the video.
VCR.
Oh fucking hell! What do you think about VCR?
I don't know, I still own it.
I
want to watch my Hong Kong films without them exploding into flames. I've got some before Hong Kong went back to China, Chow Yun Fat, John Woo, Better Tomorrow,
Hard Target,
Better Tomorrow, Tiger on the Beat. I've got all of those. You know, Island of Fire. I love those films.
VCO.
Yeah. I used to go to karate and then go to the West End, buy a film, and then go home. That was my ritual twice a week.
And now it's DVDs. It's not DVDs now. No. I sit there and talk about DVDs now. It's not.
It's Blu-ray.
It's not even Blu-ray. It's downloads, man.
Yeah.
People download stuff. So like, I think people are missing out on the what we had. Giving people DVDs. Even giving people videos.
But if you watch a lot of video now, it's like watching a copy on a DVD. It's quality.
But I do remember sitting around your house, we watched Freddy Krueger 2, Freddy's Revenge.
Yeah.
The beginning of it, they're on the bus. Remember they're on the bus?
Mm-hmm.
And then it sort of goes on. And say it's just him and the girl. And then Freddy Krueger 2 is actually the driver. And they end up in the middle of a fucking weird little... They're like a pub pillar in the middle of like fucking hell, and then he wakes up and you're like 10 minutes. It took you 10 minutes to wake. I know I'm watching a Freddy Krueger film, it doesn't take you 10 minutes to fucking get to the setup. Just fucking show me a glove.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know we're watching
Yeah.
And that film was poor because we watched it and then he took over the guy. Remember his claw comes out?
I remember that.
It comes out of the stomach and it's like, whoa, but you're like, I want to see more fucking Freddy, man. Like,
yeah.
And then they took that on board in the third film. Because that, I actually, if you look back, if you want to go back on the history of Freddy Krueger, number three is probably one of the best ones. Actually, there's about three reasons for it, why it's so good. A, Rosanna Arquette's in it.
Mm-hmm.
No, Patricia Arquette's in it. Right, she's in it, and she's pretty good in it.
Who's she? Sister.
She's Dave Rocket's sister.
Mate.
Met him last night. His name is Matey. So you had him, right? And then Lawrence Fishburne's in that film. Larry Fishburne. And also, that film has one of the best ever death sequences when he literally takes the veins from one person and plays them like a puppet.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
that's the first one. I saw
all of that as a kid. I don't know what my mum was thinking at the time, but basically by the time I was about, God, it was before secondary school. So by the time I was 11,
yeah,
I'd seen original RoboCop uncut, all of Freddy, all of the House horror series, all of Halloween, Friday the 13th, everything. I don't know what the hell my mum's preparing me for. Yeah. But the fact that I'm sitting here now in a long leather trench coat shows that something has gone wrong. But
she messed you up.
Yeah,
she messed you up.
Either that or I'm prepared for the whole, you know, supernatural apocalypse.
Ready for it.
Yeah. Brought all at the ready. But yeah, I remember that. It's just a case of that was really messed up. As a kid, I remember going to sleep after watching that film because obviously it was late.
Yeah.
It was a funny video shop called 2001, A Video Odyssey. I remember that. It was on the corner of where I grew up. And I remember watching that and thinking, I'm not going to go to sleep. I ain't going to have my brains ripped out. I ain't going to do that. And I stayed up till about 5 in the morning. First time I'd ever done that as a kid. And I got to school and then I fell asleep at the desk and I headbutted the table. Awesome. I got in so much trouble, but I thought, Freddy, you can fuck off.
Same kind of experience. I remember I was living up in Chesham with my... I was with my brother and that in Chesham. And one of the guys that lives up the road, he got a Freddy Krueger. And I think it was this film, it could have been that one, but I think it was this one. And I remember watching it and they said, close, you have to watch it with the curtains closed. You have to, because otherwise he won't come out. And you're watching, you know, oh, I must be about six. Mm. Man, isn't that messed up? I was 6 years old. And you have to watch the curtain. And they're watching it, and like someone come in to open it, goes, don't open the curtain, you have to keep them closed until the film finishes. I run out the house, right? I went and sat at the top of the stairs, and opened my dad's flat. And they come up and he goes, we saw him, he come out, he got his brother. Oh shit, I was 6 years old, man. This messed me up on the head. And I still remember to this day, and I still do watch films with the curtains closed, and I never open them until the film finishes. Because apparently, if you open curtains during a film,
you live by that rule.
It comes out. It's like I always got told, like, if you don't tell me something, I'll believe it. Like I got told once when I was like six or seven that if you sleep with your socks on, your feet will never grow. I never sleep my socks on. I know it's not true, but until someone tells me it's not true, I'm going to believe it.
I got told that, and I did, because I've got fucking big feet, and it really irritates me.
You must have never worn socks. Yeah. But that works. But obviously, we're saying that Freddy Krueger, I think, is one of the things that everyone knows. Aria, definitely.
It is. Like you said earlier, it is the boogeyman. It's taking that myth and then basically making it into a really, really fucking twisted version. He will not only scare you, man, he will come for you, he will kill you, and reading between the lines, he'll enjoy it.
Yeah,
and then he'll go after your mates. He won't just come for you, he'll come after everyone in your mates. He'll be like, yeah, you know what I did to your friend the other week? He loved it as my fist went up his ass.
I bet you're gonna as well.
No, it's just the case if you're not gonna do it to you, I'm gonna leave the hand open this time. Like,
I'm gonna tickle your asshole.
He was just messed up in so many ways.
But, you know, we remember Freddy Krueger as pretty damn fucking scary.
Yeah.
It's a shame because they ruined it, because they went on from 2 to 3 to 4. And he became like, he made all his puns, didn't he? That if someone killed someone, it was a bit like Arnie. You know, he's a fucking Arnie. He was making his puns.
Like, and a lie.
And people were waiting for it. They were like, yeah, Freddy. And you're like, what are you doing, man?
You're supposed to be scared of him, not cheering.
Do you know what Freddy Krueger became? Freddy Krueger became sort of mid-2000s Undertaker. This is a slight tangent.
Undertaker.
Yeah, when Undertaker became badass American hero, you think...
On his shot.
A man who basically almost caused the WWF to be taken off air because he was ritually sacrificing people each week and developed the ministry, suddenly became the American hero and saviour of small children.
What he became? He went from being the boogeyman as to what's going to shit out of us.
To becoming an anti-hero. Not an anti-hero, just a cunt.
It was the third or fourth film. There was a guy called the Fat Boys, an American, big fat guy, so I fucking do it. They made the Fat Boys get busy with one of Freddy Krueger. Bust a move.
Is this the rap?
They're rappers, so they're doing a song about for Freddy Krueger. I know it was three or four, whatever, but it doesn't really matter because it really just takes away the scariness of Freddy Krueger. Robert Englund is scary as Freddy Krueger. Mm-hmm. But you watch these and you just think, it's just a guy in a fucking mask. You know what I mean? It's not. We had a podcast earlier about Halloween, and you know that's scary. Michael Myers is scary because it's just a plain mask. William Shatner mask. We went through this.
That's freaky enough.
That's freaky enough. You know what I mean? But it's me. Hey, I'm going to kill you with a knife.
We've got to get through this ordeal.
Come with me. But this is.
If your skin was green, that was it. You got both.
But isn't it? This is the Fat Boys. It goes, "Are you ready for Freddy?" And this was the actual song.
Guys, this my lord. How you doing? What's up, man? Now, Mark, the terms of your Uncle Frederick's will state that you must spend one night in
Uncle
this,
Frederick
house in order to inherit.
Oh my God!
Mark's executor to ensure that you fulfill the request.
Believe me, all I have to do is spend one night here, and the place is mine.
No problem. No problem.
You know,
ask the question. Who is this Uncle Frederick anyway?
Well, he's all part of a family you never mentioned.
I wouldn't mention any of your family. Now, let's just get this gig over here.
It does make you wonder, though.
It does make you wonder
whether they would have done, you know, other Freddy's in other coloured stripy jumpers. Because I'm looking and seeing, you know, the
whole black and white. The new Daleks.
Yeah. You kind of. Oh, God. Yeah, one's got a neon glove. One's got a glove with a low carbon footprint because he's eco friendly.
Yeah.
It's the place. You got the time. Listen to this. You must arrive.
Fred Krueger, the myth of Fred Krueger, the man. It doesn't matter. Put a bill right at the bottom of his stand. Sit back, Jack. You're going to bust the vibe. Got a hole in your face. It's Krueger time.
It It's time for Fred. See, I'm a popular guy. If you don't know yet, you're gonna find out why.
Man, bro, please put those feet late one night. I'm looking like I go down. I want to fight.
With the head like a bag of bugs.
And like a blast shot.
It's the big time.
Fred Krueger.
Dean Crasher.
Try to find a girl on the fin and face.
Make once, not twice, but three times. This is
all the people sleeping, snoozing, and dreaming.
Fred Krueger's on the corner of Elmston.
It's like a poor man's Run DMC, isn't it?
It's like Run and Die, motherfucker.
It's not very good at all.
I'm actually thinking if I was Freddy Krueger, I'd be ashamed. I'd actually kill myself. I'd go and find my own bones and burn them. I would not have that. I would just be like, what? My agent? No, I'm not having that. I'm out of here.
Good. Who you seen this? This is the rat, man. This is Freddy Krueger. Look at those, look.
He's rapping.
This is the fat boys. They like Run DMC, but not good.
Run away. Run very, very far away.
And they actually said they had to sleep in Frederick's house.
Uncle Frederick.
Yeah.
So these ones have been molested by their uncle.
Yeah. No, one of them, who is his uncle, Frederick?
Oh. The one that touched me.
He's the one that touched you when you were a boy.
Yeah, I remember.
See?
Uncle Frederick. Magical blood.
It's like they just mixed a load of shit together. I'm sorry. It's like the jumper of Dennis the fucking Menace, the glove of Wolverine, and the hat of Indiana fucking Jones. As a kid, I was terrified this way. If I saw him now, I would piss him into the fucking grave. I would just go, what? You got one glove? I got a fucking broadsword. Bring it, bitch.
All the power has gone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything that scared you originally
in one song, a 3-minute song.
It's like the people who are listening, you know, can't actually see the video.
You got some fucking guy smoking a donut right now wearing a Freddy Krueger jumper. I'm sorry, no.
It's not good, is it?
No. I would be more afraid of Dennis the fucking Menace and Nasha.
Nasha is a motherfucker.
Nasha is a motherfucker. How Essex did that sound there?
No, because
he's a motherfucker.
He's a motherfucker.
He's a motherfucker. He's a muppet.
I didn't really get Pop Essex there, but yeah. But Nasha knows.
He loves it.
But that's scary now, because Dennis the Menace now, you could take Dennis the Menace and you could turn it into a fucking Chav culture.
Yeah, no.
Dennis the Menace could be a fucking geezer and a fucking cat, Jackie Bomb, and fucking Nasha is a staff.
Okay, there you go.
Definitely.
What was
Nasha?
Nasha was
nothing.
Nasha was a scribble.
He
was a scribble.
He looked like a fucking hedgehog dog.
Yeah.
Hedgehog. He was like a fucking buddy.
Yeah. That's my dog. Yeah.
But obviously, what film were we on? Anyway, we're on
Freddy. One of the others. I don't know.
Well, the third one. Yeah. You know, when they're playing like a fucking puppet. We were talking about that one.
Yeah.
That's still one of my favourites. It may not be as good as maybe like when I say the first one that is actually scary, but the third one I think is the best one because it took it and it went, let's go with it. Let's make him and see him and make him fucking kill people like crazy.
Yep.
And then that's what we were talking about earlier, using a fucking scrap metal.
Yeah.
The end of that one, they take him to scrap metal and they kill him because there's a gang of them in a mental hospital and they call themselves the Dream Warriors and they all band together because they can't sleep.
Is this it, Freddy?
Yeah, it's the third one, yeah. They're all insomniacs and they can't sleep. But the thing is, they then band together to fight Freddy Krueger because the bird from the first film, Heather Langenkamp, she comes back to help them. Mm. And then they kill him at the end of the third one. I'm not going to go into it, I can't really remember as far as I understand.
It's basically lore because they use it in other series and stuff to do with supernatural beings. Basically, you find the original supernatural beings' bones and stuff, you basically. I don't know if you coat it in salt or whatever, but you burn the bones and basically you burn the beast.
Yeah.
Yeah, and okay. That's basically what they do. They basically find his original bones from his grave, burn him, and he's fucked.
That's, yeah, there you go. They've created a way to kill him. How can you kill someone in your dreams and they found a way?
You kill someone already dead.
Because he's not, because the being you're fighting in your dreams isn't a real being.
Yes.
He's a spirit, he's like a ghost.
Yes. Yes.
So the way to kill a ghost or a demon, which he is, you know, it's a supernatural.
And it'll be funny.
Is burn his bones.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah. As you do. Nowadays,
this is what I don't get about the remake, because technically he would be absolutely fucked.
He wouldn't even make it through the first room and be like, oh, someone's got killed. What the fuck happened? Someone's got slashed into a ceiling in the corner. And you kind of think, I'm going to Google that shit. Wow, Freddy Krueger. What do? Burn his motherfucking bones. And then you do that, and then that's it. By the end of the movie, you got a fucking 9-year-old kid with a blowtorch grinning and Freddy's bones burning and him going up in ashes.
And their fucking iPad.
That's what should have happened at the end of the
first fucking iPad.
Yeah, and an iPad.
Google, motherfucker.
Google. Burn.
Am I supposed to kill you?
I see your bones and I burn them.
Burning,
I'll toast marshmallows on your fucking bones.
Burning old chicken carcasses and giving him the shits and stuff like that.
But that's what it. But then you think that's the cool end, you're right? So third one gone. No, they make the fucking fourth one. Yeah. The fucking dream master.
I've got them all, man.
Mm-hmm. And this one, like I said, the first bit of the fucking film, his bones suddenly sort of pile together and he comes back and you think, oh for fuck. It's like, have you seen the end of Aliens, like the second one, you know, where
I've never seen that.
Sigourney Weaver,
Newt. You're missing that. Watch the director's cut, awesome. It explains a little bit more.
Yeah,
sorry, that's another podcast.
It won't really explain much because you haven't seen it.
Well, it will do.
Yeah,
no, but you watch the first original and then watch the director's cut.
You watch it back to back, Bill.
I'm gonna sit over your shoulder if you do. Make sure you do.
Are you watching this shit?
I'm gonna spoil it for you, right? Because this is how I look at it. It's like at the end of Aliens, the second one, the Jim Cameron one, is that Sigourney Weaver and Newt, she's been looking after this young girl all the way through the second film, right? And they get together.
She's not a real life Freddy Krueger, is she? She just puts the glove on for effect.
She's like, oh, Ripley's here to fuck you up. But no, like, she helps Newt, she saves him. And so there's three of them. Like, they get in this shuttle, they fucking blast off out of the way, get away from the alien, happily ever after, man. Like, wherever they're going, it's all good. They made a third one called Alien 3, right? First thing that happens is that the space shuttle crashes to Earth, or crashes to
Ripley. They undo all of that good.
And then what they do is they turn around and you're like, okay, what's happened to Sigourney Weaver? Then wakes up and she gets her head shaved and all that bollocks. And they're like, what about the girl? How's Newt doing? Oh yeah, she died. Undone everything you watched in the film before where you're like, fucking yes, they've just fucking killed it.
Yeah.
You're like, she's dead.
You're
like, yeah.
So it's like a whole new story.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, but you're supposed to sit there and think, like, this is bad. I don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
I watched the previous film and I was really excited that she survived because, you know, it was fucking well done. No, they all died. You're the only survivor. He's like, but, no, that's it. Just shut.
Is she not the, like, the mother?
Then they took it to the next level.
That's Alien Resurrection.
The next level. Then at the end of that film, they kill Ripley. So you think
the man was
out for hatred and Alien 3. But the funny thing was, Alien Resurrection.
That man was David Fincher, one of the greatest directors around.
But not at that time.
At that time, he wasn't. He was a fucking angry motherfucker.
He must have got like Ripley.
Yeah,
Ripley. Who the fuck is Ripley?
I'm gonna fucking kill you all.
Ripley, you die. This is your time, bitch.
That sounds like another podcast. Yeah. What the fuck's been about aliens? And obviously, well, isn't it not a lot at the moment?
Oh shit.
Anyway, should we move back to Freddy?
Right, back to Frederick. So what?
Frederick Krueger. With his croutons.
The guys munch his Frenchman.
He goes up to people and in their dreams, goes, hi ho. My petit filly.
Petit filou.
What's who is mort?
What's
shing?
What's free for paedophile?
Le paedophile.
I knew you'd say le paedophile. Fuck you.
No, it's la paedophile.
La and la is masculine and feminine.
Yeah, it depends who you're talking to.
Exactly. I'm going to make a little boy. La. I'm going to make a little girl. La.
And if it's animal, vegetable, mineral, it's un.
Or de. Or depending on the un. With an E. But yeah, so like I said, so where were we? We're the fourth film. So I can't remember. I think it's called Dream Master or something.
Yeah, they lost the plot.
I remember seeing them all, but they haven't made that much of an impression on me.
No, they haven't. They obviously don't. No. You only remember certain things. Yeah. And that one, I remember the bones come back together. Yeah. And he come back and he killed them all. He's back. He's Freddy Krueger. The fucking fat boy's brought him back with a fucking little rat. It doesn't really matter. He's back. So then, straight away, it's become... People are watching the films. Technically, the Nightmare on Elm Street films created a whole legacy, same as Jason films, of people that... don't really care who's actually going to survive or die. No. They just want to see a killer kill people.
Yeah.
So, like, really, if you think about it, ethically wise, it's quite bad that we just want to watch films where people get gutted and raped.
How he's going to do it this time.
It was the pre-runner to Saw.
Saw film.
Yep.
No one cares where they survive.
No.
We don't really. And when they do survive, we're really upset.
Yeah. I can't do the torture porn scene.
You know,
I can't do it.
You don't like it?
Which one? Just Saw. I can't do the whole torture porn. I love Severance. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Yeah, great film. That's a good.
Awesome film. I love that film. It's funny as hell. Oh, but
is that where he does a bag of mushrooms in the
bag? Yes.
Amazing film.
He turns to the man. He says to him, and he's having a piss. And the bloke suddenly goes, "You're looking at my dick." And he says, "You look at my dick one more time, I'll knock you out." And the person says, and she says something about something's happening, and he turns around and she goes, "Have you taken anything seriously in your life?" And he goes, "Yes. Pills and mushrooms."
Awesome film.
It's a great film. I love that film. And that's a horror comedy.
Slight tenuous link. You guys seen Doghouse?
Mm-hmm.
You know the pub at the beginning?
Yeah.
That's filmed literally around the corner from my work.
That's a Danger of Stephen Graham, wasn't it? When they go and meet the zombie women.
Yeah, that's from around the corner from where I work. And the housing estate where, what's his name? Noel Clark.
Clark.
The housing estate where he comes from. I used to walk past it when I used to live in London to go to work.
Noel Clark. Very tenuous
link. I've met Noel Clark. He was wearing a bright pink blazer when I met him.
I say what, Noel Clark is a great director, he's a great filmmaker, and I think he is like the future.
Freddy.
That's his name. That's
what Freddy is. He's just sneaking up on someone. He's
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, well, same difference.
Yeah, they look pretty similar.
Guys turn up.
Bad skin condition.
He's a fucking hippie motherfucker. Fucking gets stoned on fucking H2O. He has one of them air bars, apparently. Woody Harrelson was them air bars, you know, where they sit there and they suck on the air and they get high on them. You've seen them.
Yeah, I've heard about them.
Yeah.
It was a big raging kind of
thing.
Let's go back.
Obviously, fourth film. Well, I can't remember much about fourth film. And like, so as far as I'm concerned, he's just back there to kill people. And you're like, yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
On to the fifth film. And I do remember this fifth film because that was one that you lent me on video. It was called Dream Child.
Which one do we watch at the cinema?
Oh, that was fucking the remake, man. We're going to get into that later.
But is that the sixth film?
Nah, it's like eight or something.
Seriously,
man. We still got more than that. But yeah, so we had Nightmare on Street 5. It was called Dream Child. Bella, stop trying to rape him. Look at that claw.
Yeah. Wait until I go to sleep.
Bella.
Yeah, I really think you should stop dressing your dogs in stripy jumpers. He's giving them ideas.
Yeah. They call themselves.
I know it's Valentine's Day, but you know.
Bella, behave yourself. Right, so we're talking about fifth film.
In a few minutes, anyway.
Yeah. Well, fifth film, yeah, we're talking about fifth film, right? And Dream Child. This is how I remember Dream Child is the fact that what they tried to make a background story about Freddy, and they tried to talk about his parents. And apparently, Freddy would apparently come from a Catholic church, like with nuns and shit. And they were like, "This child is the devil." And then they went in that fucking Omen style.
Mm-hmm.
You remember? If you remember it, and the way they tried to kill him in this one was by getting the spirit of his dead mum back to drag him back. It was a fucking random film. I mean, what do you think? It's awful. And I mean, me and you, actually, technically, if I look back on it now, I watched number two first
mm-hmm.
with you,
mm-hmm.
then I watched number five, then I went back and watched one, three, and four. I had a fucking awful start watching number 2 and number 5. They're the worst ones. They don't make any sense. It makes Freddy Krueger look shit.
So it gets better with 5.
Well, it goes from 5 on to fucking...
That's a kid.
Kids.
Sorry, the films are so bad, I've actually taken out the fact that the car in the background on the TV thing is Kit from Knight Rider. A 1987 Trans Am.
We've got...
Apologies, everyone.
We've got Kingpin on in the background, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about his plastic hair.
We've got Kingpin. I love this film, right? Kingpin. That bird there, Vanessa Angel.
Weird Science.
Weird Science, a TV series.
Yes.
Love that show.
Man, she's hot.
Man, she can put a claw on and rape me any time she wants.
And she said in that... Oh, she says in this, he's like a... I'm not you're not my type. She's like, I'm every man's type.
Yeah, she's every man's type. Fuck,
she's got erect nipples.
Yeah,
she's every man's type.
He just punched her nipples and they went. Anyway, like, we were talking about fucking. Oh,
Freddy.
We're back with Freddy.
Yeah, the rubbish one, the 5. I'm not surprised no one fucking cared about that. Who gives a shit? Yeah. Fucking cared about nuns.
Is that a little
fucking nun?
They weren't on. If they weren't on the run, we don't care.
Nuns on the run, Bob Gold Train, Eric Idle. That's what we want to see. Fucking Freddy Krueger, Eric Idle, fucking like a Monty Python sketch.
They're trying to hide him. It'd be like Weekend at Bernie's.
He's not a paedophile! He's a very naughty boy! Right.
Well, then I think the reason why he wasn't cast as that, I think we were leading up to pretty much the remake, which I haven't seen.
Oh, we've got it here. We've got 3 more films to get to that one.
3 more?
Man, this is how bad it is. And I'm thinking for when.
I really didn't remember this much.
See, this is why I'm here to guide you through the franchise. This is how it went. Awesome. It went from the fifth one to the sixth one. Do you know what the sixth one was, right? It's called Freddy's Dead.
Final
Nightmare.
No way.
And do you know when it was done? It was done in 3D. You know the ones you get in the paper? The fucking
not
blue.
The 3D. You know, not some weird pun or something.
It was 3D.
Freddy's
Dead. And it was 3D. It was the fucking red and the blue. Is it blue? Mm.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
That's what it was made of. Yeah. And it was awful. They kill him, apparently. I don't know how they kill him. Probably no much better.
The same way they killed him in the fourth one.
How did you kill him, though? What, they just not sleep? Oh, well, just not slept. And Freddy was like, oh.
Everyone just drank coffee. It was sitting in a Starbucks. No one died. Freddy Krueger was sitting in the back going, come on.
He died of old
someone
age and boredom.
No, he fell down the stairs, broke his neck. So insurance claim.
He watched that rap and thought, oh,
but,
the rap killed Freddy.
So like, obviously that film, like, I don't remember much about it, so I can't talk about it too much. I don't remember much about it. It was done in 3D. 3D was shit in the 90s. No one done 3D in the 90s.
Pony.
It was absolutely pan. It's still shit now. I mean, Avatar has ruined my life. I hate Avatar.
Shrek was quite good in 3D.
It's fun.
Jackass was a bit shit.
No, actually, Jackass fucking done 3D how it should be done. I want to see shit split on my fucking face.
No, I don't. Not Pooh Volcano all up in
your group. Pooh Volcano. You seen Jackass 3D?
No.
You should.
Silence.
That's
it.
He's like,
I don't know, man. The idea of my screen and my potential eyeballs being caked in shit is not really something that's.
It's all up on the grill, mate.
Because you get all your fetishes in one, but you don't actually do. You can sit in an audience with everybody else and enjoy it all.
Yeah. All face, mate.
And you don't need to take a face off unless Billy actually does it in front of your face.
Lovely.
But anyway, right. So, in the 90s, that was done. And apparently, it's called Freddy's Dead. They just have to kill the franchise then. Like, that's it. No more Freddy. We'll call it quits. We'll end up on top. Didn't make any money. So they went, oh shit. We fucking made no money on that one. What they did, they called up Wes Craven again, the original writer. Wes, can you make one final film for us, please, and make it really good that people are going to come and see? And he went, okay. He made New Nightmare, Freddy Krueger 7, and I like this film. Because what he did,
I remember seeing it, but I don't remember it.
The whole premise of that film was literally, it was like a film within a film. So the whole point of it was, he made a storyline where the original bird, Heather Langenkamp, from the first film, she come back, and it was about her making a remake or a new Freddy Krueger film. And the fact that Freddy Krueger was then coming out from their world into the real world. So like, it was quite interesting, and it made it quite scary, and it made it a good film. Everyone liked it, and it was a great film.
Did he have a house?
He had a house?
Did he have a house? Right. If he's coming into the real world, Freddy Krueger's got to have somewhere to live. He's got to go and kill someone. He's got to then go and hide.
Can you imagine Freddy Krueger trying to get a mortgage?
He's got like a little cave.
I'm sorry, I can't get a mortgage.
Walking into Barclays in a suit. A stripy suit, but you know, and his glove sort of like, you know, hidden in his pocket and sort of like, you know. Yeah, what are you here for? I'd like to take a mortgage on a semi-detached two-bedroom house. Where? I don't know, Springfield.
Anywhere near Keats, apparently.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm a supply teacher. Yeah, what do you supply? Stuff.
Knives.
I'm a knives salesman.
What's your collateral damage? Sorry, what was the question?
I'm sorry, Mr. Krueger, your credit is a little bit
But that's how it works. I'll put the films out. It's film within a film, so it's quite clever. At the time, I mean, now we've seen so many now, with like fucking Scream and all that shit, it's not surprising, but at the time, people were like, oh, they're making a film about a film where it's actually not real. And people were like, that's blowing my mind, man. But no, no one goes to see it.
Because often they've been put off by the last.
Exactly. So then it was then, but it ended up nicely. It ended up as a good film, and technically that they did. Wes Craven said, as far as I'm concerned, that's where the group had gone. Like, thank you very much. Like, it's been a nice run. I've got a nice load of pay packet out of it. He's wrote the name. Robert England's like, yeah, brilliant, lovely, jubbly. No, you want to know what come next? One of my favourites. Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, well.
I didn't see that.
I liked it.
What a great film.
I thought that was alright.
You know when you get fanboys excited? That was brilliant. Oh, it was jizzing.
It was jizzing your pants excitement.
Mm-hmm. Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees. Fucking brilliant.
I thought it was good.
Didn't make any fucking sense.
It wasn't scary, but it was quite entertaining.
It was a great film. It was technically more...
It was the low... I mean, let's be honest. It was essentially... It was a compromise. What everyone really wanted to see was RoboCop versus Terminator.
Yes.
But
yes,
they couldn't do that. So, you know, it's a case of... We'll get people. It's been on the cards for years. RoboCop versus
Terminator. You be RoboCop. I'll be Terminator.
I'll make this.
He'll be Blade.
Yes. Yes. Oh, mate. We're on to say it. Well, we'll all go home, make some outfits.
Make.
Okay. You go home, have a shower. Yeah. Okay. Right. You just have to log up. I'll be Terminator. Sarah Connor. Yes. Do you write a copy impression, Bill?
There's robotic noises there.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Do your Blade impression. Hello, my name.
Someone's just died.
Hello.
Silence, someone's just died.
No, Blade, is that.
More silence, Blade, someone else has just
died. He's got these little one-liners.
He just says you're nothing but being like another dead vampire or something like that, isn't it? But then, yeah, that's the whole point. Why would he be going after machines?
No.
He's a vampire hunter.
No, Blade, he just says, I ain't paying taxes.
Yeah. Blade would be like, get me the fuck out of here. It's like, what? You're going to put my ass behind bars.
He's actually in jail now.
Yeah, he is. Tax evasion.
How bad is that? Where's he site? Demolition Man.
Passenger 57 avoided taxes.
High five that. Fucking Passenger 57. What a great film that is.
And now he's in...
No. What is wrong with you? That is the greatest film ever.
It started the original. I don't know if it started different. It started the whole premise of English as bad guys.
Bad
guy in that is one of the most evil motherfuckers I've ever seen.
Plastic surgery. All he changes
is
his nose, and they can recognize.
He looks so evil. He looked like if he looked at you, you would hope Freddy would rape you because of what this guy is.
You know, and makes the most English bad. Do you know who one of the English bad guys in that film is? Liz Hurley. She plays one of the bad guys.
I want to watch
this film. I'm excited now. I've got a soft spot for Liz Hurley.
Let's
share the same surname, but I'm sorry. She is a smoky.
Let's stop this podcast and watch fucking Best Food Center.
Yes.
Let's do it. I'm fucking up for it now. Right, we're back now. What do you think of that, Bill?
What a load of shit.
What? Dude!
It spelled out what it was. He was a passenger. He was number 57.
He wasn't.
That was all
he wasn't. He swapped his card. He was number 59.
No, they made it wrong.
They did it wrong.
Listen, I like
passenger 59. Has he got the same impact?
No, exactly.
Passenger 57. He swapped his cards for 59. It's too long a title. And man who
he got a different flight. Yeah, got a cancelled flight, and he had to sit somewhere else. He was actually sitting in the back.
Or just, you know, and people wouldn't go to a cinema to watch something called Crazy Fool.
I'd go and watch a film called Crazy Fool.
Unless it starred Mr. T. Yeah. Oh. If it starred Mr. T and was called Crazy Fool, Billy the Fool. Yeah.
That would be a sellout.
Pee!
Yeah.
What's your prediction for this funny film?
Pee!
Oh, that he should have done that. I'm sorry.
Where did Mr. T? Oh no, Mr. T got cancer, didn't he?
He's back though, he's alright.
No, he's right now. Better. But that's what people are. People are.
He's around getting
he got, he got cancer, then he got better.
And he got better. And now he's doing a Snickers advert, so yeah. I'm happy.
Yeah. You still see him on the screen?
He's still there. Lucky he didn't die, because I'd be really upset. Because now I'm talking about it, I'd be like, fucking, put the fucking load down. Like, Mr. T, rest in peace, motherfucker.
Pay!
But yeah, anyway, what are we talking about? Oh, Freddy vs. Jason, right. We're Freddy vs. Jason, right.
Yep.
Yeah, so
great opening scene to this. Was it Carmen Electra?
What are you talking about, Carmen Electra?
Where she's running through and in the fucking...
That's a fucking scary movie, dick.
That's not a scary movie.
It is a scary movie.
What am I thinking of with a chick with her boobs out?
It's a scary movie, you divot.
Really?
You're way off the mark.
Really don't know shit about Freddy
Krueger. Yeah, I think we'll wait till later. But like, what the fuck do you know about Freddy Krueger?
Oh, no,
I've watching the wrong films. No, Freddy Krueger versus Jason.
Well, Carmen Electra's not in that.
Technically, Freddy Krueger, right? Freddy versus Jason, that film, is more of a Jason film than a Freddy film. Freddy's more of a sympathetic character. Freddy uses himself. He uses Jason to get the people of Elm Street scared.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of the whole film.
Yeah, but okay, it's not Carmen Electra, but there's a chick running through, like through the grass, and she's got her boobs out.
What porn were you watching?
No, come on. Hey, you got to put boobs in any good horror film.
That's true, that's true. Jason films, come on. No, the beginning of Jason versus Freddy, when
was that Francesca versus Jennifer? Made by Vivid Entertainment.
No, there's a scene where
her glove contains something, but it's not nice.
Because there's an in-joke with the Jason film, Friday Phone Film, that Jason only kills slutty girls with the tits out whilst they're at campsites and sleeping bags.
And this girl had her baps out.
Probably did, yeah. Probably.
In Freddy versus Jason. Now,
see, I feel like I'm not really underprepared because I feel like I should have watched this film before we talk about it. But no, I don't actually remember any of that.
There's a chick with her baps out. I swear it was Carmen.
There's probably tits somewhere. What's Carmen? The Carmen lecture is in scary movies.
I freeze framed it. I know this shit.
I'm an But anyway, regardless of that, some people probably watching this game, fucking watched it yesterday, man. Come on, let's train you, dick. Fella.
Mate, there's not enough people listening to this that are going to be able to comment on it.
And I know one person listens to this. Joe.
Yes, okay.
Big man Joe.
Joe, my man. You watch it back and then you tell me.
Yeah.
Facebook me and say.
Yeah, tell me to say that. Bill, you're wrong. Carmen Electra is not in Freddy vs. Jason. He's gonna look
okay, Carmen Electra not, but is there a bird with her tits out?
Just not to point out that I don't quite know what these guys are on about. I'm just avoiding being humped by their dogs.
Stop humping Marcus, he's a special guest.
Yeah, Bella.
Not that special.
Yeah, Bella.
He thinks he's special.
Come hump me.
Yeah. But alright, so look. Regardless of whether Carmen Electra's in Freddy vs. Jason, whatever. Kelly Rowland's in it.
Really?
Yeah, from Destiny's Child, Kelly Rowland's in
it. Does she get her baps out?
No, she doesn't because.
I'm not really enthusiastic.
Yeah, so, fuck it, why are we even watching Freddy vs. Jason? Who gives a shit?
That was still funny though, I liked it. Yeah! I liked it.
I do like that film.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Is there a number two?
No.
Like Aliens vs. Predator? There's a number two in that, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's not the same.
Is that a shit? Sort of thing.
Like, that's awful. That's absolutely awful.
I like the first one.
Was kind of clever. The second one, basically, they went out to basically tear out. We're completely going off the tangent here, but anyway, Alien vs. Predator 2, absolutely awful. For starters, you've got a military guy called Dallas.
What's his name?
You've got a reenactment of the whole APC thing scene, but in an actual APC scene.
Yeah.
On Earth. You've got someone who's trying to be Ripley who isn't. You've got aliens, you've got predators, and you've got.
There's a second one, you know, mate. Yeah.
It's crap. It's awful because basically.
It reminds me of Sliver.
You can't.
You've seen Sliver.
No.
Where the alien comes down and it takes over Michael Rourke.
Yeah, I've heard about it, yeah.
That's
I want to see that because it's got Nathan Fillion in it.
Yes, he's brilliant, that. Sliver is great.
I've got to get ready to see that.
Definitely.
I've got to see that at home.
But
it's an awful film because I think it could have been so much better in its own right, but it went out of its way to try and rip off, basically building on what all of the alien genre had done beforehand.
See, isn't that
you had the APC scene, a woman driving an armored personal carrier, running over aliens trying to get people somewhere from A to B.
Yep.
So that's aliens. You've got Dallas from the first film. Someone called Dallas. And we can, you can't have someone else called Dallas.
They were trying to be homage.
Yes. But it's not homage. It's outright rip-off, and you just think it's an insult.
But that makes sense, because obviously, if you're talking about that film, like APV, APV2, whatever, it makes sense, because we're talking about Freddy Krueger, and we've gone from one to fucking Freddy Krueger versus Jason, and it, like I said, a lot of franchises ruin themselves because they get to the point where you just. Stop copying it.
So, man, what's a franchise?
A franchise is kind of like a franchise, but with
a P and an R.
Pricks.
With
extra P in it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Right. Well. So we got to Freddy vs. Jason, and we're talking about it, and Billy thinks someone's in it, but I don't think they are. And then they left it ages, and then they made a remake, Nightmare on Elm Street. And it was with.
It's supposed to be a reset, a reboot.
It was technically a reboot. Yeah. Like, we're going to remake it, we're going to redo it. So you've got to remember, he's a child killer. They went a different direction, they wanted to go more new generation. Mm-hmm. People are scared of pedophiles. I'm not scared of pedophiles because I'm not a kid, so.
That's crazy these days.
But apparently, pedophiles are everywhere.
Yep.
So they made him a pedophile.
To paraphrase Morpheus, so you can. Them when you go to work, when you pay your taxes, when you take your cash out for your landlady, you know.
Apparently one in three men on the paedophile.
Well, I don't think you should admit that on podcast, but you know.
Says Billy sitting there
with
fucking.
I tend to
Billy,
like
Billy,
you know, that's not a fact.
Yeah. It's not a fact.
Even if there's grass on the lawn, I won't play. So,
but here's a trailer for the latest film.
Oh, this was shit.
We saw this
before it even started, yeah.
See, he's getting chased.
See, my theory still stands. Where's he being chased in? He's in a scrap metal yard.
He is,
yeah. You run to a scrap yard.
No, I'm sorry. If Freddy's going to pop up, if he pops up there, he's in a scrap metal yard. I'm sorry. Look.
They all chat their fire things to kill him. Oh, there he gets better. Oh, hang on. Oh, there's the menace.
Dennis the fucking.
Oh, Michael Bay. I'm telling you.
Well.
No good.
Straight away, Michael Bay just puts me off films.
Yeah?
I'm not a Michael Bay fan.
And he's hurt.
I like that sort of thing. It's scary.
Scene in the bath. Masturbation.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Nothing to worry
last year.
You know what? I'm actually wondering whether this is going to be a trend in which they are going to start remaking all the old 80s horror films. So you are going to see Evil Dead remake.
You may be behind.
You are going to see the House was it trilogy?
They will never remake. They will never make the House.
They will do. Honestly, I swear they will.
No, they won't.
No, they will.
Me and Bill.
They'll change it slightly, but they'll make it. They will make it.
Well, me and Bill last year we went and saw.
You've got a lot of exorcism films coming out now. So yeah, the whole idea of supernatural entities.
Last exorcism. Yeah.
So you know you had another one called. I thought it was a remake of The Exorcist, but it was called something else. I saw it.
The Last Exorcism.
No, it's something else coming out.
Exorcist.
It's on. You
watching a horror
channel? No, it was this year in cinema. We're going to see Paranormal Activity 2. There's a new film coming out. Same time, this sort of District. That train film, Runaway, and all that sort of crap.
Unstoppable.
Same time and all that sort of thing. Yeah, trailer. A new Exorcism film coming out. Oh. I thought it was a remake of The Exorcist, but I think it's called the. But I'm saying there's still a constant market for this sort of thing.
Well, straight away, Nightmare on Elm Street is a massive name. Everyone knows Donald. Everyone knows Freddy Krueger. Like, me and Bill, we went and watched it last year, didn't we, when it came out of cinema. And I remember Bill coming out of it at the end of it, and he said, it ain't that scary. And I sort of thought, maybe, is it because we're older? Because we're in our 20s now.
Think about what we've seen, though, since then.
He said, there's some jumpy bits in it. And I said, well, there was jumpy bits that made you jump, but not be scared.
Yeah, I did walk out.
If you leave the cinema actually feeling quite...
We had this conversation before, and I said, one of the scariest films I've ever seen that still scares me a little bit today. I'm not going to say I'm going to shit myself every time I watch it, but... Candyman freaks me out.
Yeah.
Only because it's the whole fact that
you look in a mirror.
Look at me. He's there. He's coming after you. No one else.
Yep.
You.
Everyone else see him though? No one else can see him.
Do you know what I mean? A bit like Freddy Krueger. That's the whole point. Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. You're on your own.
Do you know what I mean? You have to fight him yourself. You can't rely on your friends to help you.
Personal battle.
Do you know what I mean? You have to do it yourself.
Because it's when you fall asleep. That's exactly.
It's in your dream.
Yep.
And in Candyman, the same. The whole point of Candyman, the first film, was the fact that he's coming after her, and no one believes her. They think she's mental. And then it all goes crazy, the fact that, he starts attacking her, and then he turns it around and makes her look like the killer. But hiding a baby in the fucking bonfire.
Yeah.
You know, and she goes and gets it. Supposed to make you feel like she's on her own. There's no one helping her. Her husband is having an affair and then doesn't care about it. It's you're crazy, you've gone a bit off the rails. Even the bit where she's in the mental hospital and she's screaming because he's there. He comes flying in through the window. Yeah, remember that bit?
Yep.
Flying through the window, he's over the top of her. On the CCTV, nobody there.
Yeah.
She's shouting at nothing. Mm-hmm. That's scary. On your own battle, individual battle.
Yeah.
You can't help, no one else can help you.
And no one's going to believe you.
Exactly. This is going to look worse and worse.
Yep. If you get mad and say, someone's going to kill me in my sleep, I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger's the same. He's going to kill you. You know what I mean? No one's going to. You can't walk in a room. And that's how, even if Freddy Krueger, they show that. The bits where the bird gets taken out from her bed, she's in the air, and the boyfriend's standing there, and she's getting cut up.
Yeah.
And she dies. And he's like, what the fuck can I do? I can't do nothing. There's no killer here for me to help.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. That was the original scary point. They went back to this in this film. Didn't have the same effect as in the first film. Probably because either A, the way it's made, or B, the fact we've seen it before and we're just not that interested because we know it's Freddy Krueger.
Yep. You know what to expect.
It's lost its
fucking. You can see stuff coming.
It's lost it now. We're like, it's not that scary.
See, the only thing they do with remakes is try to go bigger and louder.
Yeah.
Which they tried to do with the trailer.
Well, straight away with...
I haven't seen it, but it's just...
Well, straight with Michael Bay. Michael Bay is a man of fucking editing.
Mm.
He can make...
He was jump cut for
me. Oh, he jump cuts. He loves a jump cut. Transformers. I've watched Transformers other times, and I have no idea what's going on. Half of them films.
I think
he just loves to fucking...
The problem...
If it's quick cuts, and you're seeing lots of different things, you think there's an action sequence going on. No, it's not. It's just fucking one robot fight. I don't know who's fighting who.
No.
I don't know
which one's the main robot. The problem with the Transformers remake is that they missed out on one of the big things with Transformers. The Autobots were brightly coloured, the Decepticons were darkly coloured.
There you go.
That was for a simple reason that when they were fighting, you could tell who was who.
Yep. You don't get that in this.
No,
one.
I can't tell the
difference. You can't see who's who.
Until
you see Brian, because he's red.
Until
that's
they die.
It.
Because he's dead.
And
no,
Mumblebee,
you know,
because he's yellow.
Arrived, yeah.
That is it. That is
until he dies.
And then the rest are just like, yeah.
But also, like, so
they all look the same.
So Michael Bay, he is like made like I think he made Platinum Dunes. I think that was. It's a new production company where they restarted remaking all these horror films, and I think they also remade. I could be completely wrong. They made Texas Massacre, the new one. I quite like the new one.
Nothing like the first one. Would you
prefer?
No,
for the first one.
Yeah.
But I still like the new one.
But because I compared it to the first one, I didn't like the second one. That's why, yeah. Because I thought the first one was that much scarier. That's what
one.
I like about these sort of films. Hills Have Eyes, Texas Massacre.
The
they're real people.
Scary.
And it's shit that can actually happen.
And
that's
the way they film it,
scary.
They ain't thinking about jump cuts, they ain't thinking about editing it, they're thinking about, let's film it, and then what we're filming is what's going to scare you.
Yeah.
He's thinking, film it, I'll make it look scary later.
Yeah.
There you go, you're looking at it, you know, we've moved on. And that's why you get a lot of this reality, like these exorcism movies, like The Last Exorcism, apparently filmed in documentary style. We're trying to make you scared.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. So, you know, Freddy Krueger, as far as I'm concerned, Freddy Krueger literally started something. But it got kind of dragged. I feel like, this is how I look at Freddy Krueger. It started something of a slasher genre,
mm-hmm.
along with Jason, Michael Myers, and that kind of, it was in that ground. But I felt it jumped the shark. It did that kind of thing where it didn't know when to stop.
No.
And it just kept going and going and going. And it got to the point now where...
It should have stopped on the third film.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
The remake should have been his return.
Yeah, exactly.
The remake they made now should have been his return.
People
after
are looking back.
10, 20 years,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
It's
people
a shame.
Would go, fuck.
It's a shame.
Freddy's back.
Yeah.
We talk
not
about,
started again.
And that would
beginning.
Have been a case of bollocks. What do we do?
Yeah, because we talked about this with Halloween.
Halloween
done exactly the same thing. The original was so effective, and it came on with these crappy little director DVD video films, and then they remade it again.
Yeah.
It loses its charm, it loses its scare,
yeah.
and that's what comes onto it. And it goes on to the whole fact that all these horror films, like you said, if Freddy Krueger stopped at number 3 and then bang, you brought that one out, I think it would have more punch to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The newest film would have more punch.
When they burned his bones, that should have stopped it.
It killed
it. Should have stopped
Don't.
It then.
People would have been scared.
Afterwards,
it would have been remembered. As
2010,
scary
it would be like, you know, you'd have the ultimate marketing. You'd say
yeah.
Freddy Krueger returns.
Exactly.
I would literally have goosebumps from that thing.
You imagine not in the first film, they had a big fat cow.
Yeah.
Okay. They're milking that cow. They're getting some nice milk out. Now they're at last film. They've got some right scrawny little cow. Squeezing the last.
It's like a micro pig.
Yes.
That's it. Micro.
They're getting nothing out.
Yeah. They are squeezing a micro pig.
Poor little bugger.
Exactly. But yeah. You could say that movie, like Last House on the Left. You have seen Last House on the Left, that is a proper nasty film. They remade that. Lost.
I haven't seen any of them.
Completely not like scary at all.
First one's scary?
First one is fucked up, man.
Yeah.
It's not scary, it's fucked up. It's horrible.
Yeah.
The remake.
I think it probably goes to show the fact that they're not quite sure how to make films these days. So that's a big.
Yeah,
a big statement
losing,
to make.
Yeah, they're losing.
They've lost because I think you can tell because they don't quite understand horror anymore.
I suppose
because whenever they go for a film project, it's a case you have to appease certain people already.
Yeah.
So
before you made your
Hostel
film.
And
yeah.
Saw.
But they're easy to make because people get grossed out. They go to the film and someone gets their head pickaxed or something,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. But this person gets slashed in their ankles,
yep.
and you think, this person gets fucking vice gripped or whatever.
Yep.
And you go there and you go, how are they going to die horribly? You know they're going to die horribly, so it's really easy to make. Whereas real horror films nowadays, you think, it's like when they did the remake of The Ring.
Yeah.
The original one freaked you out, not because it was trying to freak you out, but because you watched it all. It was kind of like a normal, slow-paced Japanese film.
Yeah.
And it had the whole scene in which she comes out the TV really freaked you out because it was just so slow.
It was different.
Like everything else.
Yeah.
And she was just like, she's come out the screen. Right, she's going after the guy. But then afterwards, when you left the film and went on and got on with your own lives, whenever you watched a screen and it was still fuzzy,
you literally got that in the back of your mind and you thought, fuck.
Imprint. It's an imprint.
I don't like that.
It was filmed in a way in which it gets into your subconscious and you don't realise it.
Whereas the Western remake was out to try and shock you, out to try and scare you, you know, using jump cuts when she comes at the TV.
Exactly.
And,
there you go.
You know, judge her in from one bit to another. Suddenly she's in front of the guy and next minute she's like, oh.
Yep.
You kind of think, yeah, it's scary. It's shock value. But the whole point of those films is not shock value.
Shock value.
It needs to get into your nervous system and freak you the hell out.
Yep.
That was it.
So there you go. Like, I'm not being funny. There you go. We've just talked about pretty much everything. We've covered everything. I'm like fucking Freddy Krueger.
Mm-hmm.
And the original question was, what the fuck does Billy know about Freddy Krueger? What do you know about Freddy Krueger, Billy?
Well, judging by that, okay. So obviously they get worse. All I'm going to say is, you can't polish a turd.
You can't polish a turd. You don't want to go on about that?
Nope.
As far as you're concerned,
Freddy Krueger was getting bad, and then they bring out that new remake. They just polished the turd. He don't look any shinier. He's still a turd. At the end of the day, that's what it is.
There you go. You've heard it here first. You can't polish a turd.
Yeah.